Right. Now pay attention.
Special Agent James Bond always relies on high-tech gadgets made for him by the inimitable Q.
Passenger ejector seat.
Ejector seat? You're joking.
I never joke about my work, 007.
But James Bond's gadgets and his suave personality, ruthlessness, and womanizing all seem too much to be true. Well, a new history of Britain's Special Intelligence Service, MI6, suggests that some real agent stories are hard to believe as well. Keith Jeffrey is the author of The Secret History of MI6, for which he got unique access to the archives of the spy agency, including information about its most colorful characters, for instance, Biffy Dunderdale.
Ah, well, Biffy Dunderdale, improbably named. He was called Biffy because he was a successful amateur boxer. But Biffy Dunderdale worked for MI6 between 1919 and right into the Second World War and after. And he's a fluent Russian speaker. He speaks Russian like a native. He's brought up in Odessa. And Biffy Dunderdale is a man of suave savoir-faire and sophistication in fine clothes, fast cars, pretty women. But he's also a damn good spy. And in old age, he was a friend of Ian Fleming's, you see, who wrote, of course, the James Bond novels. And in old age, Biffy Dunderdale used to say that he recognised some of his stories in the Fleming James Bond novels, though he was rather frustratingly vague about the precise stories.
Understandably so, covering his you-know-what. There is one gentleman, perhaps you tell us about, who came ashore, unzipped a wetsuit that was around him, and he went straight into an assignment in a tuxedo. What's the backstory?
Well, this happens in the Netherlands at a place called Scheveningen, where there's a casino on the seafront. And in order to put him straight on the beach and he could mingle immediately with the crowds at the casino, and in the old days, and these are the old decent European days, you put on a tuxedo for gambling. But anyway, the idea was that he would be wearing his tuxedo. Of course, the backstory to this is even more interesting, because in Britain there were clothing coupons and rationed. Every clothes were rationed, and they didn't actually have the clothing coupons to buy the tuxedo. They had to have a whip round in order to provide them with this. But when they were off the shore of Scheveningen, they sprinkled a bit of brandy over him so that he would a bit unsteady, and if there were any problems, he would just appear to be a little bit the worse for wear.
Blame it on the brandy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So since we have established the James Bond connection a few times here, how about some of the gadgets that these early spies for MI6 were using?
Well, the first chief of the service, a man called Mansfield Cumming, was a great sort of techno-geek. I don't suppose he would have used that term, of course. And he was very fond of fast cars and all the sort of gizmos and sort of concealing devices and secret inks. And there was a terrible, sorry to have to say, he was very amused and intrigued by a report that came to him in the middle of the First World War that you could make a very useful and effective secret ink by using semen. I've been trying to get some of my colleagues to test this, but I'm having a bit of trouble here in getting volunteers for this kind of thing. In the Second World War, there's another story in Italy of an agent using a false horse penis, presumably attached to a horse, to conceal documents. But sadly, the device itself has not survived in the archives.
Right. Now, Keith, just one other question. I'm curious because you stopped looking at the files through 1949, and there we have the Cold War after that.
Yep.
Any chance that you're going to dig back into the files?
Well, I leave that to someone else. I've spent 5 years of my life at this, and it wasn't the opportunity of a lifetime. And every night I fell down on my knees and thanked the Lord I was only going to the end of 1949, because it's 810 pages as it is. It's packed full of stuff, and the adventure and the privilege of looking at the next period will be for my successor, if there is one.
Thank you very much, Keith Jeffrey, author of the book The Secret History of MI6. So nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.